It's known as the water pond, a kind of working farm at sea. It's on a barge docked at Staten Island, one of New York City's five boroughs. Photographer Mary Mattingly designed it as a home and workplace for five people. On the barge, they grow their own food.
We're having a lot of fried green tomatoes these days. We have cucumbers, we have potatoes, pumpkins, lots of lettuces and kales.
Vegetables are grown here hydroponically in nutrient solutions funneled through soil.
This plant is projected to produce about 50 tomatoes, so we'll see how it goes.
There are chickens on board too, not to eat, but for their eggs.
They are laying about 4 eggs a day.
The water pod has a small kitchen with a sink and a refrigerator. There are 4 cabins for sleeping, made from discarded wood.
This paper that we're covering the wall with is from the set of As the World Turns, that soap opera.
Just about every structure on board was donated or recycled.
This wood was all from art crates originally, so they packed paintings and they were used once and then we recycled them from there.
Even this chair is made from recycled material.
It's pretty nice. Nice way to relax on that day.
This small community gets its water from rain. It has a pumping system to distribute it. The energy to run the pump comes from these solar panels. If that fails, there are ways to charge batteries on this bicycle that can produce the electricity.
Very interesting. We read this and we had to come see it.
No one knows how long people could live here, but one thing is clear. Visitors who come to look want to try.
I like how it rocks. It rocks back and forth. Yeah, I like
that. That sounds like an interesting lifestyle. I'd like to do it, yeah.
As for the barge itself, it's the costliest part of the project. But the rent is paid by public and private groups concerned with the environment. For VOA News, I'm Martin Phillips on the water pod in New York.